All right, let's start the Rabbeinu Yonah. You got the Shagas Arias in you? Okay,
you
so... What?
You just sent it recently?
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a look at these. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, right? It's Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. So when it says, when it refers to their Rebbe, that's referring to Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Isn't that the way they always call this Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah? This Pirush.
His Rebbe.
His Rebbe is Rabbeinu Yonah.
Alright,
go ahead. So anyway, go ahead. Chomim Omrim. Go ahead. That what? No, so he wants to like this. Chomim Omrim Ad Chatzos, right? Right, so that's what the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says, who do the Chum hold like? If they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, then it should be all night. And if they hold like Rabbi Eliezer, then it should be just until the Ashmara, right? So the Gemara says, no, Liolam Rabbi Gamliel Sviru Lil. Right? V'adika Omri Ad Chatzos, k'di l'harchik es oda min Avera. Min Avera, Shema yismoch al shohos yesh lo. Maybe he'll rely on the amount of time that he has. Maybe he'll rely on the amount of time that he has. Kiditanya. Right? Kiditanya. Like it says in the Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Great, you gotta take a look at the Gemara in Dalam and Beis. You there? Go ahead. Okay, so he says Kiditanya is a different thing. It's just saying Kiditanya that we see that the Chachamim have that there is an idea of a siyag, right? It's not the same thing, right? It's a different case. That what? That's what Rashi says. Shema yismoch al shos sheyesh lo Kiditanya. Like I'll show you a braisa that also they're worried about someone relying on the time that he has. The Chachamim say, don't rely on the time that you have. Like they say over here, don't rely on the time that you have. Right? But it's a different thing. So what's the case that they bring as a raya? That what? Somebody shouldn't say.
And then
next thing you know, he wakes up in the morning, and so what should a person do? And then it turns out he's sleeping all night long. Comes out he's sleeping all night long. Right. So what did they say? So what did they do over here in this braisa? Right.
So they say that even before it tastes, there's non-completion and still having hunger, you still shouldn't eat or drink or do any other activity.
That's right. Okay, go ahead. Let's go back to the Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Gemara of this says the Chachamim hold that they make a siag, and that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. They really hold like Rabbi Gamliel, but they argue on whether you should make a siag. Laharchik adam min avera. Rabbi Gamliel lo chayes a siag. Go ahead, continue. Now this is important. He wants to say though, but he wants to say that everybody agrees that lechatchila you should read before tzeis. I mean, right at tzeis. Right, what we just read. So he's saying that Gemara is saying that braisa that they're quoting. Is a din of lechatchila. That what? Lechatchila, you should say Kriya Shema at Seis. You should say, that's what that is saying. Lechatchila, you should say Kriya Shema at Seis. Don't say. That what? Continue. Right. So you see that what? Even if you come home before the Zman of Tzeis, right, you have to, you can't engage in your own activities. You have to engage in limud, right, until Yetzias HaKavim, and then say Shema immediately. V'yachachach yochel. Yeah. That was, so how is he learning that brisa? He's learning that brisa in an interesting way.
How does he know that Rav Gamliel holds like that? It does, just says Chachamim. So as you assume.
I guess no one argues on that one. That brisa is not a machlokas.
For Rabbi Elazar.
Everybody agrees with that.
Even Rabbi
Elazar? Even Rabbi Elazar.
Even though he says the Modu.
That's just the
start. When he says
what?
That's just the start. The same start. He says
the Soon as right, everybody agrees on start time. Nobody's arguing on start time in Amishna. Amishna only arguing on the end time.
He's saying, he says only Lulu Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel about this.
Well, he just means, because we don't hold Rabbi Gamliel. He's trying to go into the Psak. He's trying to work out what the, he's only concerned about the, since we hold like the Chacham, he's trying to figure, well, or what's he, how's he hold? Oh, we hold like Rabbi Gamliel. But he's trying to figure out the,
seems like the point of Shad of Rice is just extending the Isser of being involved with Sarpa during, even before the, usually you have.
No, is he saying if a guy, if it's say Sarkel Chavim now, and the guy says, you know what, I just want to hang out for a few minutes. Right? He's saying he can't do that. Right?
If it's fit even before Tzeis.
Even just before Tzeis.
When did it become the edit?
Let's just get the logic of what he's saying. We'll think we'll analyze it more closely tomorrow. But he wants to like this. The logic of what he's saying is that there already is a lechatchila, right? That there is a lechatchila. Everybody agrees that lechatchila you should say Kriya Shema Etzeis. And how do I know that? How do I know that? Because that's the whole meaning of the Issa. Don't get involved. And see, the only problem is, what, how does he know that? Maybe
it's just saying that don't think that generally you only have this issur when the zman of the tefillah comes to be involved in your personal
Yeah, but whatever it is, he's saying the brisa is worried about what, about you missing the mitzvah, right? So what's it telling you to do? It's telling you a specific way to perform the mitzvah. Okay? Telling you there's a sense we're worried that you're going to miss the mitzvah because you're going to fall asleep, you're going to wake up and you're not going to wake up till the morning. So we're telling you a specific way to perform this mitzvah. Perform it this way. How? Don't get involved in anything other than learning before you perform the mitzvah. Even if it's not the zman of the mitzvah. Right? Now that, he's saying, is a halacha of lechatchila. Nobody's saying that if you ate and took a little nap and you woke up, you can't say Kriya Shema. That's not what this brisa is telling you. This brisa is not telling you that. So this brisa is telling you lechatchila, there's a derech to engage the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. How should you approach the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The Chacham set up a seder, lechatchila, of how to engage Kriya Shema. Okay? Go ahead. And he says, right. So now it comes out like this, that what? Because the question is the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Gamliel a question of lechatchila or a question of bidyevet? That's what he's grappling with. You could say that it's just lechatchila, that Rav Gamliel says lechatchila you can say Kriya Shema whenever you want, and the Rabbanan say lechatchila you should say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. But he says, there already is a lechatchila according to everybody. So you don't have two lechatchilas. So if everybody already says lechatchila, you should say Kriya Shema before. You should say Kriya Shema right away. So then when the Rabbanan say you have to say it before Chatzos, that's not lechatchila, because you already have a lechatchila. What do you need two lechatchilas for? That's b'diavad. That's his argument. Since you already have a lechatchila about how to say Kriya Shema, when they tell you Chatzos, that's a b'diavad. That's the structure of his argument.